Almost daily, the big boots patrolled our neighborhood. Gestapo soldiers, sent to control and intimidate. With random searches, beatings, and arrests, an atmosphere of near constant fear was perpetuated.
Do you know what happens when you are degraded, like he degraded us? I believed these lies. Eventually, I lost all my self-confidence. He told me I was intellectual. That's not a bad thing. If you study hard and you're interested in mathematics, interested in inventions, that's not a bad thing. But he had me believe that that was a bad thing, that I was interested in these things as bad and that it's a Jewish trait. He had me believe all these lies. I lost all my self-confidence. And that happens to people who are persecuted and suppressed. They believe that what they are told, and finally, they can't act anymore.
The acquiescence of Jews to the Nazis, their apparent acceptance of domination, has always been controversial. Many have felt that if greater resistance had been offered, more might have survived. Yet such views ignore the pervasive negative effect of 600 years of anti-Semitic degradation on the spirit of a people. This, coupled with the incessant demeaning Nazi propaganda, meant to dehumanize Jews in their own eyes and those of their fellow citizens.
You couldn't organize to fight back. The only organized fighting back was in the Warsaw Ghetto. There was no other organization. You just couldn't do anything. And were you very brave, and you spoke up, then you were killed. My children were playing with a doll carriage in front of the house, and one of these Nazi bosses came with their dogs. The dogs were throwing over the carriages, and we were afraid that they would take the children in concentration camps. The dogs were barking and the children were crying and running. It's a terrible experience, but he walked on and left the dolls on the floor and everything.
And you didn't dare to say a word. You just stood there and hoped that they wouldn't take you in custody because their dogs did it, but it didn't matter. I mean, you stood outside the law.
My mother always warned us in a hushed voice. The walls have ears. It's very dangerous to talk. If you talk, someone will hear and will be sent away. I learned to be a good little quiet girl.